Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. An iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcast all in one. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, tours are getting going again. And now Noel Gallagher from Oasis said he's going to go out on tour and play Oasis songs, but they are still not getting back together.
I've heard that guy can't really sing.
I don't know. I mean, they think both of them can sing fine, but it's...
I heard the other brother, the one we saw, it's an acquired taste, but I really liked it. But I heard when I asked about the brother, and the person next to me said, I don't think he sings.
Well, Noel Gallagher going out on tour. We saw Liam Gallagher.
Yes, we did.
Noel Gallagher going out on tour said he will play Oasis songs, and people are going to take what they can get, because you get sad with breakups, especially
yes, you
with
do.
Bands. Or couples. What's a breakup that got to you, Danny?
Well, I'll start with a couple then, and that would be Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, mm-hmm. followed by Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. I thought all of that was super interesting and kind of fun, and I think she did too until she went crazy. But I'm going to go with Bruce and Demi and Ashton and Demi. Both different couples, yet kind of the same thing.
Well, for me, a breakup that got to me was Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Sure.
Montana is in Linwood. Tell us, what's a breakup that got to you? Oh, I think we lost him. Nope, that's my bad. Let's try this again. Montana, you there?
I'm still here.
Cool.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
We're all good, buddy. What do you got for us?
The Beatles.
You know, I thought about that, and I want you to know I did you a big favor, Montana. I went, everybody's going to call in with the Beatles, and sure enough, you're the very first caller on this topic, and boom, the Beatles, and I can't imagine anybody not agreeing with you. You know, my dad was sad, my brother was sad, the Beatles broke up, and then I think a couple of people, not to bring you all down, there were some suicides when the Beatles broke up. That's, you know, that's saying something.
What breakup got to you the most? Maybe a band or a couple? Give us a call to tell us your answer. 800-252-1025. Text in 90627. We'll take your calls after Pink Floyd on KZOK.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
I like the morning show because it wakes you up.
I can wake up laughing.
It rocks.
102.5 KZOK.
We are asking, what breakup got to you the most? Maybe a band or a couple? Talking about this because Oasis are not getting back together, but the brothers said they'll just go out and do Oasis songs on their own. What do you think, Arnie, driving through Kirkland? What's a breakup that really got to you the most?
Would be Roger Waters and David Gilmour.
I was wondering, because I did not have that on my page till we played that song. Oh, yeah, how did I miss that? Yeah. That is a very good call, buddy.
Very good call. That was a bummer. And it, like, how is it still going on?
They're still bickering like old ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paul and Buckley, what breakup got to you the most?
Hey, good morning, guys. Black Sabbath has never been the same without Ozzy. And when Ozzy left, yes, Ozzy was still Ozzy, but it didn't have the same performance drive that it did back in the early days.
Yeah, keep in mind, though, he was getting sicker and sicker as time went on and kind of hit it very successfully from those of us that are starving fans. But yeah, I think until, 10 years ago, he still delivered.
Yeah, but when Black Sabbath let Ozzy go in the 70s and early 80s, I forget what year it was because of his drug abuse.
Yeah, no, he was a wreck. It was the best thing for him, to be honest.
Yeah, and I mean, and Paul's right, it was a bummer. Black Sabbath is much better with Ozzy.
But not with a dead OD'd Ozzy, and that's what everybody agreed was happening.
Joan and Issaquah, what breakup got to you the most?
You know, I was really sad when Carly Simon and James Taylor got a divorce just because they're two people who sounded so good singing together.
And writing together, you're right about that. One of the last albums I bought was a Carly Simon album. And boy, you kind of forget because she had a couple of big hits. You forget that she was fantastic and you can't forget that he is fantastic. That was a great couple and you're right. That was a bummer when they broke up.
Our friend Yo from Olympia texted in and said the Supersonics breaking up with Seattle.
Yeah, that will absolutely do.
And I got another texter said, Richard Sherman breaking up with the Seahawks.
Now, that's true enough, man. Don't you ever look at me.
Doris in Chicago, what breakup, like a band or a couple, got to you the most?
All right, I have one of each.
All right.
So, all right, I know this is going to sound a little lame for the couple, but I really wanted it to work, Jan and Brad, and yeah. I was heartbroken.
Yeah, and you're not alone, man. No. They were great. They were America's sweethearts. And then this whole thing blew up that I think, you know, I'm more mad at Angelina Jolie, but he didn't have to go. You know what I'm saying? He could have stayed home like a reasonable adult.
What was your other one, Doris?
Yep. So I was like devastated when Hootie broke up, but I was so excited because 2019, they got the band back together and they've toured and I got to see them.
Oh, good for you. Fun. That's always nice.
Kyle's in Bremerton. Kyle, what breakup got to you the most?
All right. So I both was in high school at the time, and there's a band called One Direction.
Sure.
And they have a few good songs here and there. But what really got to me the most, that in 2015, one of the band members named Zane, that he had just gone his separate way and left.
Yeah, so that's not cool when one dude leaves and it forces the whole band to break up. That's not so cool.
I think it's safe to say they're all headed in the same direction right now. One Direction is headed towards Hasbinville. I'll meet them when they get here.
You know, Kyle is not alone. That was a huge breakup for a younger generation.
Huge, but you had to hang on to it. Like, some people barely noticed that they were even here. They weren't like a big American thing till the very end.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, a breakup that really bugged me, and I'm not sure why, but it was Bennifer, Ben Affleck, and J-Lo, and look what happened. They're back together.
Are they?
Yes. Full-fledged, 100% back together.
Oh, I thought people were hinting they did. Oh, I will pay attention to that. That sounds like a great deal of fun. I'm going to go with another band or group, if you will. My whole family was sad. The old guy was sad. The medium old guys were sad. And that would be Simon and Garfunkel.
Hmm.
People were just a wreck over that because their songs being great big hits, but they were also really tugged on the heartstrings for a lot of Americans. So that's what I'm going with, is Simon and Garfunkel.
All right, Waldo, man on the phones, what's the breakup that got to you?
Two quick ones. The Lob, L.O.B., you know.
The what?
Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman,
oh,
Brandon Browner.
Yes.
Earl Thomas. That was hard.
Yep.
And they were known as Lob?
I said that wrong. Anyways, then the Jonas Brothers.
The Legion of Boom. Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
For the Seahawks.
I like the Jonas Brothers. I hate to admit it. No, I don't. Yes, Waldo brought it up, and I really like the Jonas Brothers. They're a lot of fun.
Well, the good news is you guys got them back together. Not the Legion of Boom, but the Jonas Brothers are back.
Oh, good.
Hey, we've got Danny Bonaducci, life coach, coming up in 3 minutes. Jessie in Woodinville, her husband isn't satisfying her. Can Danny set her straight? Life coach is next.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare. Well, bad news for some Girl Scouts around our country. They've got an unusual problem this year. They say they have 15 million boxes of unsold cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
Because imagine there's, you know, what, 30, 40 cookies in each box of that 15 million? Let me do the math on that. That's a gazillion cookies.
Well, I know, Danny, you and I both did our duties. I was trying to find another word. We bought cookies from Paul's daughter, Jelly Bean.
Yes, we did.
And I have some Thin Mints with me today. But around the country, what happened because of COVID is that kids didn't get to set the booths up like they normally do.
Sure.
So they didn't sell as many cookies.
Yeah, some of them went online, and I don't know if it's a big success or not, but when you've got 15 million boxes left over, I got to go with it wasn't.
That's a bummer. So next year, if you get a pesky kid asking you to buy cookies, say yes.
Okay.
And speaking of Jelly Bean, Jelly Bean's Joke of the Week will be on tomorrow at 6:20.
Nice.
Well, we know that everything has started to return to quote-unquote normal.
Yeah.
And Lamborghini said they've made an announcement that is not very normal. They are basically sold out.
Of Lamborghinis?
Correct.
The hell does that happen?
People have been treating themselves.
That's a big treat. I couldn't come up with that treat, could you?
No.
Okay. I mean, I guess you could finance it, but, you know, I saw an SUV. It was very nice, but the only reason I was really looking at it was the color. It was very shiny. I thought it was really nice, but just a run-of-the-mill SUV. I look in the back, and it says Lamborghini. I was shocked, and so I Googled that, and it was like $300,000 for wagon almost.
Yeah, they said the Urus SUV was the top seller, followed by the Huracan and the Aventador.
Okay.
They expect to be 100% sold out next month, so they've got like one or two cars left.
Yeah, oh, let me talk to my manager. That's what they're going to say to you.
But they said that deliveries spiked 25% during the first quarter of this year.
That, and running out means they only made 300 cars of one thing, 500 cars of another. They don't do hundreds of thousands like GM or something
sure.
like that, but still, I'm shocked to see them sell out.
More than 3,000 were sold, and it's only June. That's bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Is this a ruse to up their price?
How do you up that price? $300,000. Where are you going to go with it?
I don't know. We have a shortage. $400,000.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
All right, let's talk about the giant Whoosits.
All right, I've been waiting to hear about this.
An enormous phallus was just built in a small community facing drought.
Yeah.
So they're facing a drought, and so what do? You build the giant Whoosits.
Oh, I thought you danced. That's what I would do.
Nope, not in Thailand.
Oh, yeah. Well, they dance a lot there. I've seen it.
So they said, okay, we need rain. What do? You erect a giant phallus, and guess what happened the next day?
It rained.
Yes.
And three people got pregnant. They're not the only culture to have done such a thing. The Romans had those. You've seen them in the Forum, either... in pictures from when they were standing up, but there's one or two still there. And they put up giant wieners to appease some god.
Yeah, well, giant wieners to make it rain. You can see the pictures at KZOK.com.
Now that it rained, everybody's going to be doing it. If you look out your window, you're going to see one of your neighbors have a big penis in his backyard because it's thirsty.
Oh, we've got a serious oops in O, Florida to tell you about. What sold and why and for how much?
Okay. It
turns out that politicians in O, Florida may not be so smart. Hear the details next on KZOK.
This truth is off the tracks.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK.
But more news stories to tell you about. A strange road rage incident. This is out of Connecticut. A 23-year-old was driving and decided to give a choice finger to a cop.
All right. You can't do that, by the way.
Well, you can't crash a car afterwards and get busted for DUI.
And have the cop just laugh at you, which, by the way, you flipping off the cop is actually protected by the First Amendment, but it's just such a bad call. Look what karma did to this lady.
So it's a dude, and he is angry. Decides to give the finger to the police chief, a woman, and he makes the gesture, and he's like, ah, ha, 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 and promptly drives himself off the road, crashes the car. Well, the police arrive and take a bit of a good look at him, gave him a breathalyzer, which he promptly failed.
Oh, man, that guy's in trouble.
Twice the legal limit.
Whoa, that's seriously dangerous. Not that I would ever recommend driving on the legal limit, but, you know, 0.08 is kind of nothing compared to double that, 0.16. Yep. That's craziness.
On to Philadelphia. A contractor was hard at work in an abandoned home doing renovations, like getting it ready to get sold and doing what you do to abandon buildings.
And they've done a good job with that in Philadelphia, fixing up some of these derelict homes where, you know, homeless and drug addicts live and things like that. Fires start all the time. I think it's a very good idea.
Well, he was hard at work when he heard strange muffling sounds coming from inside the wall. Well, it was an abandoned home, so he's like, uh-oh, what's inside here? Is it Becky? Well, no, he tore down the wall carefully, and a kitten fell out.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, he took a look behind that wall. There were more kittens. He slowly removed the wall and found 16 cats living in there.
Wow, unbelievable.
So the good news is that the Humane Society was able to get all the kitties. They're all safe and sound. You're the contractor. You got to take one home, right?
Absolutely. Of course you do.
This is a little cute little kitty.
You know, I don't know how those kids, cats are going to grow up because I can't think of what they ate except for like rats and the like. So I think they're going to be pretty nasty to deal with later.
Hmm. Well, you know, nothing wrong with eating some rats.
Nope.
Real estate has been red hot across the country. Really red hot in Florida. But this story doesn't necessarily have a happy ending. The town of Brooksville, Florida has lost its entire municipal water supply after they sold the water tower. So they sold the entire structure, like this plot of land and a structure, a building, and a water tower also is on the property. Well, they sold it to a man for $55,000 who had planned on making a gym. Well, the deed that he signed also included the water tower, so this guy now owns the water tower that feeds the entire town.
And there's water in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And according to the town, this was a major oops.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And the guy's pretty good dude. He says he will give them back the water tower as long as he gets to keep the land.
Oh, that's fair enough, I think. And that's a good sport because I would jack up that price so high. What was it, $3 yesterday? Yeah, it's $28.
Yeah, seriously. And the city manager who sold the property said, you know, oops, we're human.
Right.
Like, that's not enough for me.
Yeah. What do you want, a bigger apology or just not to have made the mistake in the first place?
Yeah, the latter.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Danny, you, I'm impressed, got onto an airplane a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I did. Went down and saw my mommy.
Yeah, which seems like an insane statement. Oh, Danny, I'm proud of you. You got an airplane. I haven't been on an airplane in a year and a half. I would like to change that soon. But if you get on an American Airlines flight, things are going to look different. They are canceling the in-flight magazine.
Oh, man, is that the one that's Departures?
That's Delta.
Okay, I like that magazine.
They all have them. Like, what's going to be in the seat pocket in front of you?
Safety instructions that nobody pays attention
to. Yeah, a barf bag that nobody uses. They said this is something that's been in existence since 1966, but with more and more people relying on Kindles and cell phones, they're just going to make it digital. If anyone really feels like reading it, then they can, you know, read it on their phone.
I don't, one after another of things that go, hey, it's a different time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It bums me out.
Yeah, me too. And I don't, you know, if I investigate, I can't see why I care, yet I do.
Every single time I've been on the flight with Matt, he does the crossword puzzle that's inside of that magazine.
And leaves it for us.
Well, you're allowed to take it with you, but yeah, nobody ever does.
No, you go in, and I always think that two things. One, I don't do crossword puzzles, so it didn't hurt me at all. But somebody did the crossword puzzle and then left it. And that other one where they circle the shapes you're supposed to find, like that's a pizza. I love that game.
I'm sorry. We can get you one of those little magazines at Hudson Newsstand that has all the games in it.
Boy, there are less and less Hudson Newsstands all the time.
Did you say Hudson Newsstand?
I did. I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
That's on your mind. Well, if you would like to win an overnight stay at Angel of the Winds Casino Resort, we would be happy to oblige. You don't even need to get on a plane to get there. An overnight stay for two at Angel of the Winds Casino Resort could be yours. Just go online to kzok.com.
Awesome.
News this morning is brought to you by UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare. Coming up in minutes, music news. We've got good news, bad news about Eric Clapton. Got the details in about 10 minutes.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK. And now, Sarah with music news.
All right, good news, bad news about Eric Clapton.
All right.
Eric Clapton is returning to the road.
Yay.
That's the good news.
Uh-oh.
The bad news, if you want to see Eric Clapton, you're going to have to go to Texas, New Orleans, Florida, or Nashville.
Oh, come.
Well, that's all he's announced so far.
That's weird. Usually when somebody adds, you know, a tour, it's more than four dates. But he's getting older. His hands hurt, as I understand
it. Sure. Well, it's more than four dates. It's eight, but they just happen to be in Texas. And then a couple of dates in Florida. I mean, they're all close to each other. But, I mean, you're right, Danny. He has said that his hands hurt a lot and, you know, gone are the days of a 52-city tour.
Yeah, I guess. Plus, he's a bit of a grown-up these days. He's well over. He's into his 70s, isn't he?
He must be, yeah.
But so good and so much fun to watch.
Well, we'll let you know. Perhaps those dates will expand. 76 years older.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to believe who's back.
All right.
It's not Slim Shady.
From outer space, with that look upon your face?
Not Donna Summer.
Right.
The Spice Girls.
Yay.
The girls are going to mark...
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Oh, sorry.
25th anniversary of Wannabe.
Yeah.
They're going to be putting out an unreleased song called...
Oh, which one of them is going to put out first?
It's a song called Feed Your Love that they had never released before because they were told too sexy.
Yeah, I gathered that from the title.
Yeah, Feed Your Love. So this is the first song that they've put out in forever. And, well, let's see, since 2007, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I really would like to see them in concert. That seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
I bet. Well, the new song will be available to stream on July 9th. So, Danny, I'll make sure that you hear it as soon as you can.
Thank you.
Have you dreamed about having blinged out vampire teeth?
I have, indeed.
I actually just remembered something out of the blue. Long, long time ago, Danny, we were in a different studio than this, right down the street.
Right.
You got vampire teeth.
I did.
Somebody came into the studio and gave you vampire teeth.
You want to hear something kind of weird?
Yeah?
I don't remember any of this. And I've been sober this whole time.
Yeah, that's also true. I do remember it, and I think that they eventually you took them out because you couldn't bite your toenails as well.
Oh, okay. That's a good reason for me. That does sound like me.
Well, Post Malone has a million-dollar smile to show off. His teeth went through some serious reconstruction. He got new porcelain veneers framed with two diamond fangs.
I kind of like it, to be honest with you.
They're kind of cool looking, and it's kind of like, really?
You know, I would be very happy if they would replace, that is, facial tattoos on young performers. I just think that's such a mistake.
He has so many.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
And now he has blinged out vampire teeth.
Okay, good enough for you.
Entertainment and sports news are 4 minutes away. A local A-lister is saying sorry for her online trolling.
Uh-oh.
She's been apologizing to another local gal and just about everyone else. I'll tell you who and why and what. A must-hear story for those of you into The Witcher. And we'll talk about the Mariners and more after Soundgarden on KZOK.
2.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
Well, starting with entertainment, Chrissy Teigen has been putting out cookbooks and had a ton of followers on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. We use her cookbooks here in this little house, and we are big fans of hers.
Well, there has been a lot of Chrissy Teigen controversy.
Yeah, there has.
She stepped away from social media and now is back with a huge apology.
To whom?
Well, to several people. In particular, Courtney Stodden, who's from Ocean Shores, she said she had gotten bullied by Chrissy Teigen, had the tweets and the comments to prove it. Chrissy Teigen apologized to her, but then decided to step away from social media. She came back and said, "It's been a humbling few weeks. I was a troll, and I'm sorry."
Yeah.
It turns out she had bullied a lot of different people on social media.
What does that even mean?
You're not famous for anything. You're not even attractive. You know, being...
No! She told some girl she wasn't good looking?
Saying really, really mean stuff to people.
Wow. It's hard to believe, man. She's been... I told you this before. I did something... I just tweeted or whatever the hell I did that I just made something from her cookbook. And she texted me, Twittered me or whatever it is, almost immediately saying thanks, go for it or whatever she said. But I thought it was sweet.
Yeah, well, she has said tons of sweet stuff. But then she also said a lot of nasty stuff to a lot of people. She said that she has reached out individually to some people. And she realized that she had a lot of people. Like, she went back and looked at some of her comments. And sometimes you think it's funny, but you're making a joke at someone else's expense.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody's overthinking the importance of celebrities.
If somebody said something, if a famous person said something nasty about you on social media, I mean, there's no denying
I would think it was awesome. How famous are they? Do they know my name? Is it spelled correctly? Why would I care?
Well, a lot of people did. And Chrissy Teigen did, to the point where she... This is pages and pages and pages of apologizing.
Boy, does she take drugs?
Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah.
No, why do you say that?
Pages and pages and pages of apologies? Mm-hmm. How about this? Sarah, I'm really sorry I said that. I didn't mean anything. I hope we can still be friends. Boom, paragraph. No pages and pages and pages. Is she high?
Well, she has 50 million followers on social media and wants to also prove a point that words can hurt.
Yeah, I'm skeptical about all of this. I mean, I believe it's happening. You wouldn't be reporting it. But I don't know what Teigen's motivation is. I don't think she's literally, you know, going one by one all over the place to apologize when she could just apologize. I've been a real troll. I'm sorry I did it. Man, that girl into planes. I was sorry I said that to her. Anyway, I'm going to go make a cookbook. I'll see you later. I hope you accept my apology. Bye.
Well, maybe that is part of what she said that you've just now paraphrased.
All right, good. How do you know I paraphrased it? That could be perfect.
Gerard Butler and Marina Baccarin are set to return to Greenland. This was a movie that did unbelievably well at the box office.
What movie?
Greenland.
Oh, that's what it was called?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was released in August, earned over $52 million, which during the pandemic is unheard of.
That's real dough.
I helped that $52 million. I paid for it and watched it at home.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times. One of them was $30. I can't remember what it was, but I enjoyed it. Thank God. I'd be very upset.
Yeah, mine was $5.99. A lot of these, the quote-unquote blockbuster movies, you don't have to pay all that much to watch them when it's on, like, Amazon Prime. If I had watched it when it came out in August, that's when they jack the prices up.
I think, and I don't know how to do any of this stuff. Amy does it, but I'm assuming Netflix is what we used.
Netflix is free. You use Disney Plus.
Netflix is free?
As in, you pay a monthly subscription. You don't have to pay
that
additional.
Doesn't sound free. That sounds like you're paying monthly.
You had to pay to watch a specific movie.
Yes, I did.
Netflix, you do not have to pay to watch a specific movie. You're paying for a monthly rental.
All right.
So this movie with Gerard Butler, Greenland, they are returning, and it will be called Greenland Migration.
It's not about like lemurs, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like those migration movies.
All right. Netflix and game developer Project Red have decided they are going to keep working on The Witcher. They're coming out with WitcherCon.
WitcherCon? What's that?
So, The Witcher was a very popular video game.
Yeah, and the miniseries, whatever you would call it, was probably one of the first things I ever watched on my Netflix or whatever it was,
yep.
Disney.
TV adaptation of Netflix onto Netflix of The Witcher, and now they announced, like Comic-Con, WitcherCon.
I don't know.
People love this crap.
I loved that crap, but I would love it if they had their booth at Comic-Con. What are you doing branching out on your WitcherCon? That's just stupid.
Yeah, it's like how the bronies can all get together. It's just for people exclusively who are into Witcher. And this will be starting off as an online event on July 9th.
I will tell you this, and it bums me out, because I like the costumes, I like the hair, I like the weapons, all that stuff. I am too short to pull off that outfit. You just look at me and go, don't you have like a big brother you can give that outfit to? Because my shoulder pads, my sword, everything would be gigantic.
I still want to see it. Will you put one on?
I most certainly will. Okay. I got to go find one, but they're not hard to do.
Well, maybe the third time will be the charm for Kim Kardashian. She revealed she failed the baby bar again.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm rooting for her.
Well, it's not looking great at this point.
Well, that's only two fails, right?
Yeah, but this is the baby bar, so she hasn't even gotten to the point of taking the real bar.
I don't even know what the baby bar is. I just assumed it was an episode of her show.
The baby bar is a legal test for legal students who are not taking a class at an accredited school. So it would be extremely difficult for Kim Kardashian to go to an accredited law school because she didn't go to college.
Right.
So you can still, in some states, go through a process to pass the bar. So that's what Kim Kardashian is doing. Taking a form of law school to try to pass the bar. The baby bar is the easy test before the big test.
That the school she's going to is not accredited.
Correct.
All right. I had no idea about most of this, Sarah, so thank you.
And let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Mariners finally back home. I feel like they were on a road trip for months. They played the Twins here in Seattle, and they beat them.
Good.
4-3 last night. They'll be playing the Twins again tonight at 7:10. If you would like to get tickets, it's going to be a great night at the ballpark. 7:10 start time, and tickets are still available at mariners.com. They have just expanded butts and seats. Pretty sure that was a direct statement from the organization. So more tickets are on sale than ever before. Yay!
Yay!
Storm are playing the Fever tonight at 4. And let's talk about Floyd Mayweather.
All right, I'm always interested in this guy.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. says one of his homes in Vegas was burglarized, and he wants his stuff back.
Okay.
He's offering a pretty hefty reward to anyone who has information who can help him get his items back. $100,000.
Wow. Although, you know, it depends on what they stole. They could have stolen stuff that's more than $100,000, but if you're going to pawn it or hawk it or fence it, you can maybe count on 20 to 40% of the value. So I can see that you might not be won over.
Well, so say, Danny, you know Waldo is the one who broke into Floyd Mayweather's house.
Right.
You don't have anything to do with it. You didn't get any of the booty. But all you do is you call Floyd and say, hey, Waldo did it. And then Floyd is going to cut you a check for $100,000.
In 2 seconds, I turn Waldo up. The phone's not even out of my hand. I click it and hang it up and call right back.
And normally I say, Danny, but no, I'm with you.
All right, bye, Waldo. You're going to jail.
Adios.
See you guys.
Novak Djokovic, one of the best tennis players of our time, and he just won a big tournament in France over the weekend. Super cute moment came when he won.
Okay.
So he won his 19th major. And at the end of the match, he's like, woohoo, and he celebrates. And then he goes over to a little boy in the front row of the stands and gives him his match-used tennis racket.
Yeah, didn't like it.
Well, do you want to know why he did it?
Oh, I thought you wanted to know why I didn't like it. Okay, why?
He said when he was playing, the little kid, like as soon as he would stop, the little kid would say, you got to hold your serve. You're going to get an easy ball. You can dictate this. You can do this. He was giving him all sorts of support, telling him, like, you can do this, and encouraging him throughout the whole match when everyone else seemed to have turned on him because Djokovic had been losing pretty badly at one point.
Yeah. So let me rethink this. Oh, yeah. Don't like it.
Why?
Because I don't like the kid. You know, the tennis player is fine with me. It's very cool. Give the racket to a fan. That's all lovely. The kid's reaction was embarrassing. He's going to be haunted by that till he's in eighth grade. I just thought the kid blew up too hard, too weird, couldn't make words. I didn't care for it.
Because he was like crying and blubbering?
Yeah, and hysterical and yelling at his mom and yelling back. And like they were going to call a paramedic for this kid. So yeah, I just didn't care for the kid.
Oh, he's super young and certainly reacted that way. Right back at you.
Hey, you can't at me. I'm the kid.
That's cool. That's kind of fun. There you go, Waldo. Wait, what are you doing back from Floyd Mayweather's house? Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Ooh, what's next? Sarah's Filthy Forecast. Under 20 minutes. Is it going to hit 69? You'll find out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.